Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Difficult open for this one.
What's that mean?
How should we do a cold open for this one?
I'm fresh out of ideas.
Fair enough.
Hello and welcome to Jokes with Mark Simmons, the podcast where I chat to another comedian about jokes they can't get to work. As always, I am joined in the podcast studio by the one and only Mr. Danny Ward.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Sorry, I was just hadn't started to play on the record on the camera.
It's happening now. It's happening. Get those clips, can't we? Get those clips for this gold that we're going to be throwing at you today.
Clips.
Beautiful social media clips. So how are you, Danny?
Fine, thanks, Mark. Straight off the bat, there's some intrigue.
Is there? What intrigue?
Well, I just showed you a picture of, it's called Council Cuisines. I follow it on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a roast dinner with a helping of baked beans on. And it said beans on a roast, yay or nay. I mean, that is obviously mental, having baked beans on a roast. But then you said...
Well, one, I don't like baked beans anyway. So I'm a definite nay for that. And you're also a nay for that.
Yeah.
But I also said it is the exact same.
Yeah.
As cauliflower cheese on a roast dinner.
Yeah, which I just don't and cannot agree with.
Okay, but if we go down to the raw bones of it.
Yeah.
It's some vegetables. Mm-hmm. Beans is a vegetable.
They are.
Cauliflower's a vegetable.
Mm-hmm.
Beans is in a sauce.
Yeah, tomato sauce, yeah.
Which also is a vegetable.
Mm-hmm.
And... Whereas,
no, it's actually a fruit, but let's not get bogged down in this.
And cauliflower is also in a sauce.
In a cheese sauce, yeah.
Yeah, which cheese isn't a vegetable.
No.
So you could argue that vegetable and vegetable mm-hmm. is probably more appropriate than cheese and vegetable. But I think neither are appropriate, and I think it's absolute nonsense, and I think it ruins the roast dinner.
I just can't...
Can you argue my point there, though? The difference between the two. What's the difference?
If I'm trying to go meat free, I'd advocate that the cauliflower cheese could replace the meat. It's that good.
That isn't what we're talking about.
No. Do you like cauliflower cheese?
I like cauliflower.
Do you like cauliflower cheese?
No. So that doesn't help.
It's all gooey and mustard.
But the gravy is the best bit. Maybe not the best bit, but it's a very good bit of a roast dinner.
Yeah.
Why are you diluting it with cheese?
What about if you had it as a
gravy
side?
Gravy and cheese.
Well, then that's hey, you're going to piss off the Canadians there, mate, because gravy and cheese on chips is their national dish and it's called Pouton.
It is, and I like that.
I've hoisted you by your own petard there, Mark.
But that's not a creamy cheese sauce. That's like grated cheese. So it's a better quality
cheese. It's actually cheese curd.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the curds in the whey.
Anyway.
Cool. I've got a couple of jokes that my friend George sent to me.
What do you mean?
Well, George, long-term friend, he sent me this recently, this little Pop-Tart thing. It's 25 years since I burnt down our student house with a Pop-Tart.
Oh!
It's a little, happy anniversary, he said. It'll be 25 years in October.
Great stuff.
Boy, doesn't time fly.
Yeah.
And he's not a comedian. Very funny though, and he sent me a couple of jokes.
Well, he wrote them?
Yeah.
Did he write them? Because I'm always a little bit suspicious when a friend sends a joke and they say they wrote it.
No, legit.
Well, he wrote it?
Yeah.
Great stuff. Well done, George.
Yeah. So, are you ready for them?
Well, yeah. What sort of jokes are they?
Well...
Like gags?
Yeah. Well, one-liners, perhaps.
Okay, and just to
Okay, yeah, let's just do them. Do you like them?
Yeah, I want to see what you think of them.
Okay.
Right. I lost all my money to some guy in a pyramid scheme. Dodgy Giza. Now, apparently Giza is a city in Egypt.
Okay.
It's not going to work, is it? Because not enough people will know that.
Is that how you... Also, is that how you pronounce it?
It might be Giza. Wait, one second. Alexa, how do you pronounce Giza in Egypt?
From synonym.com. Pronounce Giza as Gazel.
Gazel.
Okay, yeah, so said out loud, that won't work. No. But written down, it might work. But yeah, good idea.
Yeah, it's one of those ones, works written down. If it's Giesel,
yeah.
That ain't happening.
No.
Okay.
Good effort.
The first rule of Wrench Club is you don't talk about Wrench Club.
Talk. Because wrench and talk.
T-O-R-Q-U-E.
Yes, I've written a joke about a few.
Oh, has he?
I mean, I can't. What is that? There's a few. We spoke about it on the podcast before. It was before your time on the podcast.
What about the Wrench Club?
But I think that is... So say it again.
The first rule of Wrench Club is you don't talk about Wrench Club.
Okay. So what that is a wordplay joke that only works on one half of the joke. So don't talk... you got the talk bit, but on the other side, talk... You can't... Actual talk, that doesn't make sense in that sentence. Other than talk... Does it? Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
So yeah. So what that would do is probably get a groan, but I don't dislike it. I like the idea of it because of the link back to the film. I think it, you know, resonates with people, doesn't it? I just slamming his jokes?
But a little bit, yeah.
But he's not a professional, and that's a great effort. Yeah. Very good effort. That was it. I remembered what it is.
Oh yeah.
It was something. Hang on. It was, and also I'd like to stress before I even say this joke that I wrote, I'm not saying this is better than his.
Right.
It never worked. I can't remember the setup, but the joke was he was all talk, no trousers. So it was something about being maybe streamlined without when you're naked, or not streamlined, or something about pressure. Oh, I can't remember. I'd have to look it up. But yeah, that was the punchline was all talk, no trousers.
It was all talk, no trousers.
But also, I think talk... I think when I tried it, the audience did talk and talk. I don't think they were quick enough to make the connection of those two being the same, if you know what I mean. And also, with this one, the first rule of Wrench Club is don't talk about Wrench Club. Talk is the punchline, so you're not. There's not really a place where they're definitely gonna all laugh and get it together. Do you know what I mean? I'm not sure because that's just one. We've said it before in the podcast. That's just one sentence, isn't it? So there's no actual lead them one way and take them the other way. So I don't think that would work, or it might get a little something. But I don't dislike it. I think it's a nice idea.
There you go, George.
Sorry, George. I think it's a great. I do. Hang on, let me just think.
Well, annoyingly, I have my other bits of pieces I wanted to talk about.
It's Wrench, the best to talk thing for talk. Talk is like, do people connect that? Because I think when I did something to do with racing cars and talk or something, is there like the
I don't even know what talk is.
No, like, I think that might be an issue with it. But the torque is the
pressure,
isn't it?
I'm just going to pop torque in there. Physics. It's the definition of torque is a force that acts on a body through a lever arm.
So that is perfect. He has got that nailed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there anything to do with... Yeah. Is there anything to do with torque and like going sort of racing or anything?
Well, torque on a car.
Oh, there we go.
It's a measurement of your car's ability to do work.
Okay, that is that was the torque I was using.
If your engine has a lot of torque, your car can accelerate more quickly.
I think my joke was something about racing and not wearing any clothes or something. Right? Yeah, maybe naked racing, all talk, no trousers or something. I don't know. It didn't work. But I like his better than mine. So yeah, you're
nice attempt to fucking undig here.
Mate, I'm honest on this podcast. This is the purest joke podcast and we don't hold back.
No.
Let's get cracking with this episode. It's a good one, recorded at the Melbourne Comedy Festival with Jojo Sutherland. But what I've also noticed with all the acts is little tweaks that everyone's making to their, and you especially, because even though you stuck to your set, but your lead-ins have sort of
been edited and changed, and it's like proper, really super tight now, isn't it?
Yeah, and I've added a couple of bits and pieces and taken some bits out, and yeah, it's only taken 3 months to get a really tight 12.
Yeah, but it's good. It's a very tight 12. So what do you have any particular reasons why you were changing anything, like because of Australia or just in general, you're just having enough, so many shows, you're able to just go, actually, that lead-in's a bit better there.
It was a conscious sort of decision because first time here. So I've been using some pretty old material because I think, well, they've never heard it.
Yeah, of course.
But then instantly I was like, but it's old material to me and I'm so bored with that stuff. So didn't really want to do it. And it worked, but I was like, nah, that's not really challenging me or doing anything. It's working, but I'm not getting anything out of this because I know this material works and it's worked for, you know, years. Mm. So let's try something different. So I was trying to sort of just start make observations about my time here and adding things in.
Like your drug line springs to mind.
Yeah, drug line, yeah.
Did you come up with that in Adelaide or is that a Melbourne...
And no, I came up with it. I came up with it in Adelaide, but I don't think I used it much. I only really discovered how much drugs were. I think in Perth I knew, but yeah, I mean, it wasn't.
Yes.
But
the idea of the joke is that you thought you had a drug.
Yeah, I thought addiction. I had. Maybe I had a coke. Habit. Might have had a bit of a coke habit back in the UK.
Yeah.
But having come to Australia and finding out it's $300 a gram, I absolutely bloody don't. You can ram it.
That's so funny. And that smashes here. But I just wonder, like, the difference between Adelaide and here, because here it's more like London in Melbourne.
Yes, it's much more international.
Whereas in Adelaide, I doubt the coke scene isn't quite what it is.
There isn't, and it feels like there is more of a drug scene here.
Basically, the laugh of recognition is huge here. Yeah. Youngsters as well.
It didn't really work in Adelaide, and I don't think I even did it in Perth.
Yeah,
they were so straight-laced, I just knew it wouldn't work.
Okay.
Or I might have made a couple of mentions, got absolutely nothing, so I was like, nah.
Yeah.
And weirdly, that then does, you know, it's judgment, isn't it? It's people's, you know, impression of you.
Yes.
That then they, you know, you are sort of asking them to dislike you in some ways, but yeah, she's a coke addict.
If they've got that sort of opinion of,
you know.
So, yeah. It's also quite a young... crowd. More of a trendy crowd here, I think. There's a lot of, lots of young people.
There's a lot of young people and very diverse. There's a lot of, you know, different cultures and things, which you don't necessarily get. I know in London you do, but you don't in Scotland.
So let's get to the meat of the podcast. So I've asked you to bring a few jokes that you haven't been able to get to work or something not quite works. What have you got?
There's two or three. There's one. The one that just hasn't worked, and I don't know why. When obviously during COVID restrictions, everybody got another job, and I was doing a delivery driving job for a sort of local takeaway.
Right.
And it just, you know, I used to drive taxis years ago, so I love that little job, just turning up at people's houses. And I think there is something, just an observation, the fact that street names and numbers, you know, you've got number 74 next to number 21. The thing that really struck me about doing delivery driving was, regardless of what time of day it was, I would invariably, people would answer the door in their underpants or a loose fitting dressing gown, and I just always go, but you knew I was coming, put some clothes on. And I just think that's really
especially
funny.
With takeaway,
but takeaway, you know, I'm coming, put some fucking clothes on. And it just I just thought it was really funny, that image.
Maybe
of
they
people.
Knew you were coming.
But I tried it a few times in the club just as a, you know, nothing.
Literally nothing.
Literally
nothing. That seems like one of those ideas that you want to say, and if there's a spark of a laugh, you go, oh, I can delve into that more.
But I was sort of, I would make that, and people just look at me like, no, don't be ridiculous. Of course you don't answer the door in your underpants. And then I did wonder if it's just that people in their that answer the door in their underpants don't come to comedy nights.
They're still at home in their underpants, of course.
But yeah, it was
that's funny. Yeah, I've never thought about that. Like, there's specifically... The observation has to be something that the people that come out
recognize.
Yeah, but maybe...
And it wasn't just... And that's why I thought it could be a really good piece, because it was an insurmountable amount of people just used to come to the door very scantily clad, both men and women, or even sort of, you know, with a towel on and peeking their head around the door. It's just like, but you ordered food, so...
Do you reckon that might... Is like a... like a lockdown thing?
It might have been,
because
actually.
Because people are just like, it might they're like, I don't care.
Yeah, it could actually, that could have been it. And so when we were out and about again, people yeah. just didn't recognise their own behaviours.
Yeah,
that
maybe.
They'd let themselves go and were just any yeah. old state answering the door.
So when did you, so did you do that as soon as you came out of lockdown and started doing gigs? Is that when you tried that bit?
I tried that, yes. Yeah. So that was sort of part yeah. of a sort of new set idea of coming out of lockdown and sort of yeah. using the experience of lockdown and what I'd done. That I'd done this, you know, job.
The confidence in people to answer the door like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
With so... no, and just, and this, yeah, and the amount of places I genuinely thought I probably wasn't safe to drive
right.
after delivering a takeaway because the smell of weed was just so overpowering.
Wow.
I just was like,
that's just in your car.
Stoned.
So did you, so what were you delivering? What sort of takeaway?
It was this sandwich shop.
Oh,
so,
right, okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
so cool. It was during the day, mainly.
Yeah.
Very occasionally, he would have a couple of nights where he would do a sort of Friday night dinner takeaway.
I think we might hit a nail on the head there. I think that might just be a
yeah.
people...
In lockdown.
Because in lockdown, you don't have to put your clothes on in lockdown because yeah. we weren't allowed out.
I think
out.
Most people just didn't get dressed.
Yeah. Doesn't it seem like a long time ago now?
It seems like in some ways it never happened.
Yeah. Yeah, at the time, it was so...
It was everything.
Yeah.
It was all-consuming, all those Zoom gigs, all those...
You almost couldn't remember what it was like without it being like that.
Yeah.
So strange, isn't it?
I remember, because the very first... as soon as lockdown happened, the stand sort of galvanised and said, oh, we're going to do these piece-to-camera things.
Yes.
And do it and send in a video. And there you go about being nervous and giving a fuck. I was like... Because if you do it live, it like lives or dies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But when you've got the opportunity to go, oh, no, I'll do another take. Oh, no, that's a bit eggy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
looking
yeah,
back
yeah, yeah,
at it
yeah,
going,
yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Well, I put it out. And it was just like, oh, just the most...
Absolute nightmare, because you've become more of a perfectionist.
Yeah.
Because...
And then the words don't even sound like the real words anymore when you're saying something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The more you say it,
yeah.
you go, is this even funny?
Yeah. You know, I discovered through the last 3 months that I've been saying voluntarily... instead of voluntarily, as Kerry pointed out to me, for that joke about escape rooms who would voluntarily lock themselves
back in
a room.
You know what? I would just assume that's the Scottish way of saying it.
Well, that's what, yeah, Kerry was saying that. It was just like, you're saying it wrong.
Voluntarily. Yeah,
it's voluntarily.
Yeah, yeah.
I've always said voluntarily.
So funny when people say that. My dad, and I think, you might be able to answer this, he says, I say theatre, right?
Theatre, using...
He calls it theatre.
Theatre.
He says theatre, which I don't know. I've heard some people saying it, but
theatre.
Theatre. Yeah, but he would always say theatre. And I don't know, but he's not, to me, that sounds like a posh way of saying it, but we're not posh in the slightest. So, but he always says it and he's adamant that's the right way. Yeah, yeah.
But, and it is funny with words when you just decide that is the way it's said. When somebody says it in a set that's not your, it's like any yogurt to my, do you mean? But when someone, that kind of does jar when somebody says something differently
yeah.
to you.
Yeah, but what's interesting is I don't think he picks up when someone says it differently to him.
Yeah.
Because otherwise he'd know he's different. Because hardly anyone says theatre.
Theatre is wrong.
Yeah, going to the theatre. I don't know. I think this, you just thought about that. Isn't it funny, the things you think? For years I thought, this isn't even really linked, I don't think, but it just jumped to my head. I thought macaroni cheese was a type of cheese.
Oh, wow.
Because I didn't know what it was. And I heard it in films.
Like cheddar cheese.
Yeah.
Macaroni cheese.
Macaroni
Stilton
cheese. Yeah, I didn't know macaroni was pasta.
Oh, that's brilliant.
But for years, I didn't know that. Mental, right? I should try and say that. I'd love that.
When the kids were little, I used to call planes hairy planes. Say, what is hairy planes? And magazine.
Hairy
planes.
Oh.
Aeroplane.
Oh, hairy
planes.
Right, yeah.
And then magazine. I still now can't say magazine. And Mazagine. Mazagine Monday.
You can't say magazine?
I can, but it said Mazagine. Mazagine for so long with the kids.
Well, that's weirdly, on the last podcast or the one before, I was talking to Danny Ward and his auntie, instead of saying Portacabin, says Portacabin, which I think is brilliant. That's great, isn't it? Portacabin. But I think that's better than the original.
It's a nicely, it makes it sound like it's nicer than it actually is.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f***
are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, what other bits have you got?
There was another, there's lots of lines that I come up with that I never know what to do with.
Right.
And so I never go anywhere with it. I get frustrated with myself because I have quite good ideas about things. So there's one that's been, I've just never been able to find something to do with it. With the, we all, remember when we all fought for the minimum wage and now everyone's earning it.
Right.
I think it's a great line, but I just, fighting for the minimum wage.
Yeah.
Now everyone's earning it. We fought for something that was shit.
Yeah. Okay. That's interesting. Yeah.
You know, but, and lots of lines like that. One line again that never seemed to work.
But the minimum wage is always the minimum wage.
Yeah, but we fought for the minimum wage.
To go because, up.
Yeah,
sorry.
No, we fought for the minimum wage.
Oh, so it wasn't one.
Never used to exist.
When was this? This must have been before my kind of, my work.
When did the minimum wage come in?
Sorry, I just understood what you meant.
Well, there you go.
Yeah,
2006, maybe 2006, 2005. Because there was no minimum wage.
Is that it?
Just, people just get ripped off. That was why I was introduced. Is that there was an app, especially, so when I was like 14, 15, you'd get 50p an hour or something, and just ridiculous.
Yeah.
So there was this big sort of fight for the minimum wage. So you couldn't earn any less than a certain amount.
Yes.
But what's happened is we fought for the minimum wage, and it just, that's what you get.
Yeah.
And that's your law.
You didn't fight for what the minimum wage was going to be.
No.
Yeah. So,
and I always thought there was something in that and never quite got it to work.
That seems like seems mad that it was only sort of that, and not many years ago, 15 years ago.
Yeah, it's not. Because then it was the minimum wage first, then the living wage was introduced.
Yeah.
Oh.
What's the living wage?
The living wage is slightly higher than the minimum wage. So, but not by much, about £2.
What's the difference?
You have no clue what I'm talking about.
I haven't had a proper job for a while.
No, I know. Yeah. None of us have that. God. So the minimum wage is £9.60 or something.
Yeah.
I think the living wage, which is basically a competition between employers, they pay the living wage as opposed to the minimum wage.
Yeah.
But it's only like £2 more or something.
Right. So the thing with that is, with your stuff, you have bits, don't you? Mm. So to find where that fits naturally anyway,
because
I feel like if you just tried that on its own, I feel like there's too much pressure on that one little line to get the laugh. But if you had that as a bit going to another bit.
Yeah.
So when you tried it, would it have been like you just tried the line?
I think I've tried it a couple of times, because what I tend to do is, because I compare a lot, I'll use my little thoughts when I'm comparing. I'll just try a little bit in pieces and see if it gets any reaction. If it gets a reaction, think, oh, there's something in that.
Yeah.
And then I'll have a little bit more of a think about it. Mm. And then I'll try it again as a bit in comparing. And if it really got leg, then I'll put it into my set.
Okay. Interesting. But so you would have tried that and it just didn't fly?
Yeah, a couple of times. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And usually if it was in response to something, I'd use it. If, you know, somebody said, you know, they work in a restaurant, they're like, you're on the minimum wage.
Yeah.
And then I'd say something like, we all fought for the minimum wage. Now everyone's earning it. And but it just doesn't seem
interesting. Do you think they don't quite get what you're getting at?
Maybe. Yeah.
And now everyone's earning it. Because I suppose technically not everyone's earning it.
But I know, but it is the fact that zero-hour contracts, minimum wage. It's a race to the bottom in terms of social, economic kind of earnings. Mm. I mean, people are earning less. And this idea that, you know, companies pay the minimum wage, it's like, yeah, but that's, you don't actually pay
really
what you're worth.
It's something to brag about, is it?
No, absolute shit. But yeah.
So you've got a few of those sort of lines that you've...
Another one like that does work, but again, I never quite know how to use it, is my parents were... I like making little political points.
Right.
My parents were very posh, very eccentric, which is lucky because if they'd been working class and eccentric, I'd have been taken into care.
Yeah. Nice.
Again, just a point on societal injustice and unfairness.
Yeah, yeah. So you're, would you have chucked that in...
I did use that in the show. I'll tell you one that never ever gets, and because
do you ever keep some bits in that don't get because they'd lead nicely onto a bit that does work?
Say it again.
Like, will you keep a bit in that doesn't really work if it goes to a bit that
I do quite a lot about my sister and in my show, and my, so in Scotland, if you're a judge, you're called a sheriff, so you're a sheriff in Scotland.
Oh, cool.
Which is ridiculous. But I do a thing about my sister being very judgmental. My sister is a judge. Oh my God, she likes to take her work home with her.
That took me a second.
Yep.
It's funny, isn't it? Because like in my set, they kind of they get tuned in to have to sort of go, oh, right, I got it. Whereas in yours is so flowing.
Yeah.
Like, do you think that just makes it feel disjointed if they've got to go?
And I think that's it. Because a few people said that to me when I do that. I do them like really throwaway lines.
Yeah.
And so I think a lot of time people just don't get them because I've chucked them away.
Yeah.
Because it is a kind of, you know, oh yeah, my sister's a judge. Oh my God, she likes to bring her homework home with her.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and it's gone before even people have gone. And then you've got to work out, what does she mean she's a judge? Is she?
Yeah.
And I think even that in itself, the societal conditioning is that people don't necessarily assume that a woman is a judge in a court.
Do you think it'd be too much spelling it out too much if you were like, so she's in Scotland, she's a sheriff, so she she judges people.
Oh.
And by saying judges people, then boy, she likes to bring her work home. Do you think that's too obvious?
See, that's what I've always wondered. It's like, you know, because I think I did try it with my sister's a job. My sister's a sheriff, which is the Scottish equivalent of a judge.
Yeah.
And oh my God, she likes to bring her work home. Yeah. Again, I think it just does. It doesn't die, but it just gets a bit.
Would it be funnier?
I think it's a fucking brilliant.
Especially if you're going into about her way she is, and would it be funny if it's the instead of brings it home with her? Can you direct it more at you, like she judges you?
Yes, probably. Yes. Well, that is because.
She's a judge, or she judges people.
Because it is that definite that, you know, I just like the alliteration of, you know, she's a judge and, oh my God, the idea that you bring work home with you.
Yes.
And that her work is judging people.
And
she brings her work home and judges me.
But does that come across? Because I got it.
Yeah.
But do a regular audience. Maybe that's what that is. Yeah. Maybe it needs tweaking.
Mm.
I don't know. But I do like, is that in your current show?
I dropped out.
The
growing old disgracefully, because I do talk about my sister and the fact that sibling groups, and that there's a real difference in how people behave in their sibling group.
Yeah,
whether you're the eldest, middle, or youngest.
Yeah,
and I'd gone to a funeral that you know, my sister basically said to me, you know, now remember, behave yourself. My brother was like, and don't swear. And you know, I'm 56, but you don't lose that kind of.
That's a good observation, yeah.
You don't lose that.
No matter how old you are.
Doesn't matter how old you are, you're still the youngest, middle or top.
Yeah.
And it's a really good bit in my show that it's working a treat.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Oh, great.
And I had put that, you know, and I'd thrown it into that and it just hadn't got anything and it was just annoying me.
Literally it's just that she's a judge, but when you're at home and someone's judging people, they're not a judge.
Yeah.
So maybe it's the way she judges people. A judge... Would you say a judge judges people?
Yeah.
As in,
judges
say that.
Well, they make the judgment on the behaviour. They have the ultimate, you know, person that says, right, this is my judgment on you.
That
you deserve this to happen to you because of your behaviour. So it is complete judgment.
Yeah.
And a punishment.
Maybe try and make it how she. I mean, have you got any examples of when she has done that to you? Maybe you could.
When I had my phone cut off when I was like completely skint.
Yeah.
And she just was like, what on earth? I tried to phone you, your phone's not working. It's been cut off. She was like, do you not pay by direct debit?
Right, yeah.
No, because there's no money in my account.
I'm so not an idiot.
I'm not an idiot. Yeah. And she's just like, you know, yeah, she constantly has this sort of, you know, silly little girl.
Maybe if you did a story earlier about her doing that, and then that is more like almost a callback to the fact that, you know, that they've heard an example of her judging you, so then maybe they'll make the jump,
yes,
quicker rather than unless it's a cold open into that.
Because there's another bit in the show where I talk about Glastonbury and taking drugs with my son,
yeah,
and then I do say, nobody tell my sister, because the whole thing as well is about judgment.
Yes.
About how people judge you by what you wear, how you sound, even your name. So I do a whole thing about names. If somebody said to me, would you like to come meet my friend Farquhar? Probably not.
Absolutely not.
Equally, if you want, you know, come and meet my pal Chantel, nah. Yeah. You know, and how I feel really sorry for the Karens of the world.
Yeah.
But we have this sort of judgment. Mm. And actually, maybe I should put it back in there. My sister judge. I don't know, it just feels clunky, and I don't know if I've just kind of run away from it now.
Yeah, yeah. That's it, isn't it? If you just, all the other stuff's stronger than you.
Yeah.
You know, it's because I've got jokes that when I first started were like my best jokes in my set.
Mm.
And now if I try to put them in my set now, they stand out like a sore thumb.
Isn't it weird?
Yeah, I used to think it would be my opener on the open mic circuit, but would always get a laugh.
Yeah, yeah.
But if I put it anywhere now, wouldn't get a laugh at all.
Yeah.
Like that was a joke that I've never quite got right, which I still think I will work out a way of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Because this actually happened. My mate said the thing, and then I sort of did like a smart-ass response, and then I was like, oh, there's wordplay there. And that was the concept of if someone sort of breaks into your house, like a safety precaution is like have your baseball bat just under your bed.
Yeah.
But then the idea is, but I was more worried about my laptop. So the idea is I want them to think I'm hiding my baseball bat because I don't want them to nick it.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? That's the concept of, or like I keep a, you know, I keep a gun, a knife just under my pillow, you know, because I don't want them stealing that. But I can never quite get it to bang. But that was my opener back in the old days, and it was good enough then to get by. But now I just can't get it to bang. But now I've just remembered it. And we've got like so many gigs here still left.
Yeah,
I'm going to get that working. That's going to be my goal till the end of the week.
Well, funnily enough, in Adelaide I did it. I don't think I've done it here at all. Maybe I have. No, I haven't. The cat on the wall, the story about the cat. So again, I've tried this a few times and sometimes it really works and sometimes it doesn't work at all. And I can't figure it out.
What is it?
So the story is basically, my neighbour phones me up in an absolute panic, sort of 7 o'clock in the morning, saying, you know, and it's the difference between people who can give bad news to people who can't give bad news. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Or just different ways of being able to. And she goes all around that. So I know at 7 o'clock in the morning something's happened, but she just won't get to the point. She's like, oh my God, Jojo, I'm so sorry. I don't know what's happened. It just happened all so quickly and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It's like, Nara, calm down. Eventually, she says, your cat's been run over.
Right.
So I'm like, oh shit. And the joke is, well, it hasn't because my cat's on my bed. So it's not my cat, it's dead. But they're like, she's taking so long. And I'm kind of like, and then she says, oh my God. And I said, no, it's not my cat. Not my cat, so I don't give a shit. She's like, well, it's somebody's cat. What am I going to do? I'm late for work. I'm just going to pop it on the wall. And I'd say something about, it's not a lot. It's not like a kid's lost glove.
Yeah.
It's just some weird sort of market stall you're setting up.
Mm.
And I think no more about it. And I'm outside and I'm having a cigarette and just have a coffee. And my other neighbour, Anne, pops her head over and says, I said, now she doesn't know that I know there's a dead cat in the wall.
Yeah.
And she just pops her head over and says, not missing a cat, are you? I'll go, bloody hell, man, I know there's a dead cat in the wall, but you don't know that I know there's a dead cat in the wall. Jesus, you always give me bad news. I mean, morning, Jojo, I've seen your mum recently. Yeah. And it's sometimes it flies, and other times people are just like, what?
Yeah, like literally it's the whole funny. Bit. Because I my gut instinct sometimes is just talk about pets dying, people turns an audience off.
Yes, actually, but isn't it? Maybe me going, what's on my cat's head? I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
And it's on a wall.
Yeah, I know. It's like, I mean, the visual's weird, isn't it? The image in the head.
Genuinely true, though. She did just say
this, so that whole thing happened. Yeah.
I still don't know what she was thinking.
No. Oh, right,
but
so
yeah, it's one of those ones that I kind of go, I really like that story. And when it works, it really works.
Yeah. And it then, almost feels a little unrealistic.
Yeah, maybe.
It seems a bit mad.
Yes.
Doesn't it? That's the trouble with some stories. If they're so mad, people won't buy into them.
Yeah.
Because who puts their cat on a wall? Like, so mental.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe that is it. It's just that, which I'm a big kind of advocate of, or, you know, when if I'm listening to something, that didn't happen.
But then you know what? When I watch you here, you feel so authentic that I don't think I'd question anything you said.
Oh, everything I say is true.
That's what I mean. I don't think I would question
it. I mean, it's exaggerated, obviously.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that Abu Dhabi lift thing is absolutely fine.
Yeah, right.
Completely true.
Yeah. But like, I don't think, even if you said something mad like that, I don't think I would question you.
Oh, right. Okay. I see what you mean. Yes.
Yeah. Because I just feel like I bought into you.
Yeah.
And you just don't seem like you'd make up. Your act doesn't come across like that. I don't know. I want to see you do that bit now.
I know. I might try it towards the end.
It's a risk in 12 minutes, though, isn't it?
Well, exactly. But I was saying that to Dan. I've got that 12 minutes so nailed.
Yeah.
But I'm already in the... I get itchy feet and bored.
I've been changing my setup so much because I just started getting really bored.
Yeah, I get really bored.
Oh, blimey, we've done the time.
We've done
the time. That flew by. Is there anything you want people to see or do or go to online?
I don't know what to do. Oh, gosh, I don't know.
You're going to be at the Edinburgh Festival?
I'll be around at the Edinburgh Festival. And then, I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing with my life.
What's your social media?
Everything's Jojo Sutherland.
There you go. That's enough.
Everything's Jojo Sutherland. I think TikTok's Scottish Comedy Mum, but...
Gotcha.
So, Jojo Sutherland.
Go and have a look, everyone.
Yay!
Jojo Sutherland! Hashtag Ooga! Jojo Sutherland. Great stuff. Thanks, Jojo, for doing the podcast. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. Any feedback, let us know at Jokes with Mark across all social media.
Oh, I've just had a message.
Have you?
Yeah, yeah.
Where are you from?
George.
George?
Yeah, George.
The joke George?
Yeah.
What did he say?
Fuck off.
No, you didn't. Come on, George. I think George would understand.
Yeah. Let's have more from George.
I'd love more from George. Yeah. But they weren't terrible ideas at all.
No.
They were good. And they were original. Because I was thinking, oh, I'm going to have to say that I've heard it. But even though I'd come up with a talk joke, I'd never heard that angle of a talk joke. It's good.
Angle of a talk joke.
I definitely did that
on purpose.
It's
about levers. Okay, good.
I think we should leave us this alone and crack on with saying goodbye. We are back out on tour. The Crip Off The Mark tour is coming to a town near you. We're adding more dates as we go. And we are coming to Glasgow,
Inverness,
Aberdeen,
Stirling,
Sheffield,
Canterbury,
Maidenhead,
Guildford,
Reading,
Exeter,
St Austell,
Newquay.
I got that wrong last time. Great Torrington,
Wimborne,
Taunton,
Southampton,
Birmingham,
London, Manchester,
Norwich,
Belfast,
Bishop Stortford,
Newport,
Swansea,
Tenbury
is what you said, Worcester,
London,
Brighton, where we're filming the special, Harrogate,
Wickham,
Southend,
Winchester,
Isle of Wight,
Portsmouth,
Crewe,
Swindon,
and more to be added soon. Check all the dates out at marksimmons.co.uk or on my social media at Jokes with Mark. I would love to see you there. And thanks for everyone for buying tickets already. Anything more from you, Danny?
Nothing more from me, Mark. Anything more from you, Mark?
Nothing more from me, Danny. And remember, everybody,
be more Gareth.
Hashtag Awooga.
Hold up.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.